Beginning current daf and sechtes gittin daf lama here beginning the basic and test master begins the gemara get yivam hab, which the gemara is saying, oh no, this is only by the halacha of almana. It's mentioned by get or it's a get of yibum, which that she was widowed from him, and therefore that's the halacha like we said is specifically regarding almana. Pesach and Rashi explain minish nasla get. So why is he giving her a get? Lepas lala achen to make her invalid on to the other brothers. And her ksuba is on the first husband's estate. So it's tais v'kashva. It's difficult because the loy halam lahaske get. Then you shouldn't mention get. The ksuba can only be collected until after chalitza. By lam lechtav shachotza. It should have just said that she had chalitza. So Rav Amri the Rish says get yivam and have. What does the gemara mean? It means the achashin is yavma. After that, one of the brothers did yibum. Then gir shahayavam. Then the yavam divorced her. Ksubasa and the balarishin. And that's what he's going to be my head, which we say is on Balmana, from the Katarcha, because she did the Tircha in front of the brothers. So there is an element of Tircha, and it makes sense why we're talking about a get, because according to Rashi, the primary is the Chalitza, not the get. The next testament that begins the Gemara, Amnesis, if she got married, in Madir Nesa, then we don't have her take this Neda. Because like the Gemara said, that the husband's going to be Mecher. In the time of Tircha, if you're going to say, be Deruo, what's the problem? Why don't we make her take a nether? She won't eat this loaf of bread. She already had benefit from her husband, she had her ksuba. And then let her eat in front of us. And she won't have time to go home to have her husband be mefred. So it is difficult shortly with the Pagatigma as, even when she's not married, she might go to Chacham and permit it for her. And it's the same thing. What do you mean? Just make her take a nether now on this loaf of bread. Make her eat it right now. That he can be made for all the dumb that she's going to make. Well, so according to him, the question won't be difficult because they can make it be concerned. Shemik Bahafala, maybe he already was made for a Kama Shasid leader, whatever she's going to make a nether on. Okay, fine. According to him, it's not difficult, but according to all the other time, it's difficult. Make her make a nether on this level, better make her eat it before she gets home. Hashem says what you can say is no. She's not concerned. That wouldn't be a deterrent. Basically, yeah, only another should be able to fit in all her days, like we described. That would be a problem. Here would be only this one. That wouldn't be enough a deterrent. The Talmud says if you're going to say, so wait a second. Why don't I make her take a net in front of her husband? And tell her, kaim lechi, be mekayim it for her. The Azin Yach Lahafer. The husband cannot be made for anymore. And then you won't run into this concern that, oh, maybe the husband can be made for. So, if you can say is not the chashim, considered shemi yafal the balachash. He might whisper to her afar, "Kim shemi kaim alechem," before he's going to say that I'm mekayim it for you. So again, that won't help. The emtam it says you're going to say vidru al das ram. Why don't you make it take another based on the consciousness of the community? Dein lo afar, which that doesn't have afar, because I'm come on like remember says later on the top of the next amid. Hashem says what you can say is no. In the nidrei ishtoi, regarding the vows of his wife, in lechal bin rabim, we don't care if it was done by rabim, by aldas rabim, it doesn't make a difference. And v'kivin de rabhuna, and because the husband has rights, and therefore that wouldn't help. Now v'kivin de rabhuna by rabim yesh la'afaram. Now since the kor rabhuna that if it's done by rabim, she does have afara. So how old aldas rabim same would be aldas rabim. Because the kibush in the bedaita since doesn't depend on her own consciousness, because the yachal halahafra afel b'leicharata, he can be made for even if she doesn't have regret. She can't chach halafra b'leidas ram. He can be made for even against the das of the ram. Now, b'chipar when the gemara asks b'dum azak abechacham, maybe she's going to go to chacham and surely he's going to permit it for her. Truth is, have a matzi lishnu. The gemara could have answered dim derin la das ram. They would make her neda das ram. Anyways, the Gemara gives a good answer. But another, also, what you could say is, so Rav Huna less laid down Meimer. That Rav Huna does not hold about Meimer. And Rav Huna dama Meimer, and this time Meimer says, that even one who holds that there is Afara, but would agree by Al Das Rabban, that's not going on Rav Huna. Ella, the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda Masnin, it's actually going on the Rabban of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of the Nan. Which should later on the Mehmeh base. Yudam, he says, call Neder Shed Barab, any Neder that the Barab knows, Layavzi, cannot back out, Shem Pritzusa, where because of Pritzus. Shanadja Neder, that she took a Neder, Shein Layafara, that is not Fara, Shalyad Barab, Yavzi, but if the public doesn't know, that she could back out, because Laychash the Kalkula is not concerned about any Kilkul. The Ron Pligibam, the Ron disagree, and they say, Layavzi, Mishum Kalkula, And the Miflugi bin Yod Rabban lo Yod Rabban. They don't differentiate between Yod Rabban and not. So Amma Yesh lo Hafara. So we see that there is Hafara. Chemash Mahasim says it sounds like, but they come to Rabban and says the Kund Rabban, the Atta Hasim Mikhail Lai Shubu Klai. You think the Shubu takes effect at all? Mashma sounds Rabban and Yesh lo Hafara. That according to the Rabbanan, that there is Hafara. So as we're explaining, that according to the Rabbanan, that there's no difference between the Shud Baram or that was not done Baram. Whereas in other words, we're saying that according to the Chachamim, that Berabim, there's no difference. That's what we're saying, but Al Das Rabim, they would agree that there's no Hafar. But that was nothing to Rav. And Rav could disagree with that, and they could hold that even Al Das Rabim. Then it says, we're going to say, La Meim is okay. So according to Al Meim, Al Das Rabim, Meim Hafar. So you tell me when it's done, Al Das Rabim, there's no Hafar. And Cain, if that's the case, I'll call it, but Levachal Indian Amir Abund Layavza. So that means in that old situation, Rav say, Layavza, Al Das Rabim, like a cool, because when it's Al Das Rabim, then there's no cool, like we said. Because then everyone would agree, according to Al Meim, that you cannot be Mayfred. So in Cain, if that's the case, but Rabim Nami, so even when he's done, but Rabim Manoli, the Sabbath is Lafar, so how does he know that he holds that there is Hafar? You say the same thing like Al Das Rabim, that is a difference. So to maybe Barabim, there's also a difference. But Shem says we can say no. The Barabim Sheisker Bihuda, Barabim that Rabbi Yehuda mentions, in Isa, if it's true, the Rabban ain't la Afara. That according to Rabban, you write that there would be no Afara. How the Rabban lafrushay? The Rabban should specify the Chalak and differentiate the limit to say Ichun Rabbi Yehuda, Abbas Rabbi Yehuda. About Das Rabim, but regarding Al Das Rabim, ain't lachas dad. You don't have to be concerned because the Leib Rabban. The Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Lehis Gadasim, he didn't mention it. So therefore, that's not a riot. It could be like, that's like what Amemer said, that they would agree. But more with the Baal Das Rabbim, Leib Sikulu Rabban, the Mestid Yachzer. It wasn't clear cut to say Yachzer, because the Leib Amim, Yesh Heter Baal Das Rabbim. Sometimes there is a Heter Baal Das Rabbim. Going me Daitim Shal Oisim Rabbim. Let's say with their agreement of the Dvar Mitzvah, they could, and that like our Gemara brings later on, but when the Dvar Mitzvah, then you could back out. So the kilkul, there would be a kilkul. But Rabban, but in public, in Isa Dein La'afar, it was true that they held that there's no hafara, have a little misni the yaksa. They should have said yaksa because the most obscure the that is clear cut. Because the b'shemin yin la'afara, if you hold in la'afara, then in all situations la'afara, l'man damein la'afara. And lishon l'var mitzvah, lishon l'var shuz, is making the dvar mitzvah l'var shuz. Tehdi should know that because the ma'isa givainim l'var mitzvah haya. And what that means to say is that with the Gemara later on, that Menvav brings the right to Rabbi Yehuda, that Neshod Barab doesn't have a Farah, what we have by the Gevainim, and that it was done Barabim, so they couldn't be matred. And the Gemara asks, according to Rabban, how are they going to answer this right? Yes, obviously, according to Rabbanan, even such a neder, that there would be a Farah. They don't differentiate between, like Rabbi Yehuda, to neder Hud Barab, or if it was not done Barab. So it's not to begin with the Gemara Leichas, you have to be concerned. Dilma, Azla, Legabe, Chacham, and Shagal. You have to be concerned with him, Mishra, and Chacham, and he's going to admit it for her. So it says to his master, it's not like that Rafun, the part of this is asking on Rafun's teaching that the Gemara is talking about. We're asking specifically on Rafun, who he said that we only learned to Bishalay Nisses, but Nisses, you know, he's differentiating between, he's saying Bishalay Nisses. So the Gemara is saying, what is that Bishalay Nisses? So you have to be concerned with Shagal, and Chacham. In contrast to the nisses that we understood, you know, because of the marriage of the husband, but it's something Abba Ilav Rabban, but not Rav Huna's teaching. Abba Kashu Lamasin, the Gemara wouldn't have a problem on the Mishnah. Now, Ulamai the Parish is according to what we explained Rav Huna Polygam Meimer that he disagrees with the Meimer as a shaper. It makes sense. Lamasin like the Mifra. There's no question on the Mishnah. Because you could say the Midrinle Adas Rabban that the Nid was Adas Rabban if you don't hold like Rav Huna. He cannot answer like this, because he says that it doesn't make a difference al das rabim either. But my depreciation of what we explained to Gabbat Chacham, Rav Huna agrees then la'afara that there is no hafara. That other side that we said that if Rav Huna would agree that there's no hafara, then even without Rav Huna, you could have asked on the Mishnah that Rav Huna is no different than anyone else. Or but yes, another part you could say is. No, you cannot ask in the Mishnah without Rav Huna. Why? Because then you could say, because without Rav Huna, you could say that, yeah, make it take a neder on a certain loaf of bread, but she has to eat it immediately in front of us. Okay, that would work. Although, who knows? But according to the commentary, it says, Nisus, when a woman gets married, you don't make her take a nether. And as we said this in the previous cases, it doesn't help to make her take a nether on the loaf of bread because she would have been concerned because keeping the inner physical image, she wouldn't be forbidden all the days. So when she's not married, she also be concerned. And again, it wouldn't be a deterrent because it's only one time thing. And therefore, that's a specific question on Rav Huna who doesn't agree with that svar. And then it says, going to say, bin chacham bin baal, whether the chacham or her husband, how could they be mattered, be made for not in front of the orphans? Something from his friend. Only in front of him. And the orphan, Meshavit Tzidkio, the Midyan, the Nadaut, the Midyan, Lech, the Hitta Nadirecha. So how would you think the husband or the chacham, she's going to go clandestine and do it, but I thought it has to be matter in front of the one that you took it from. What you can say is no to be, but after the fact, you're right. Like a chila, it has to be after the fact. It does work. Hey, as you should know, this midasamach tzitki osha yuchasi gomer al mashtil es anedjin lebevnei nirbuchanetza. As the Gemara says, he did it. Nirbuchanetza. Void. Moreover, the tam de matir lebevonim. No, the reason why you could only matter in front of the person that you took the neder for mefash bisham nendarim dam hasam beperek hashutvin hamudin nomechavei lebevonim. But someone takes a neder in front of his friend, einish lebevonim will only be child to be mattered in front of him. Shalei b'fanav, if you took it not in front of him, nishal b'im b'fan b'im shalei b'fan, they can do it whether in front or not. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the reason why it has to be in front? Ne'abusha, the shame that he's undoing it. Shuban Levi, he said, ne'chashab, because suspicion. The guy's going to say, hey, wait, I thought he took it neder, why is he having a not? Now, v'asa had the plukta, kalim plukta. And this machalik is like the other machalik. It's a tanlik, l'in the b'ayis, yemiki purim, tzach l'fartis ma'isav, divri b'idim say, you have to specify your actions. But Kibalim says, in tzach l'fartis ma'isav, you have to specify, in other words, that you took a neder and you want to undo it. That's the same thing. When you have to specify what you did, on Yom Kippur when you're doing the bidur, you have to be embarrassed from your sins. One says because of suspicion. They shouldn't suspect him as violating his neder. So therefore, you shouldn't specify your actions. They shouldn't suspect him with other sins. Okay, that's regarding Yom Kippurim. But Bahashanicha, Hacha, so that makes sense over here, Dalishaif, Loibush of Lechashad. So neither of the concerns why you have to do in front applies. The Layadim couple Kumksabasa, they don't know if she received anything from her ksuba. So there wouldn't be any shame, it wouldn't be any suspicion, because they don't know otherwise whatever her makeup was. I bought the olive, Mimoshiv Sidkiyo, Heinekrib Shubman Levi. The Hassam over there, Nechashadik. You're right, that was because of specifically Chashad of suspicion. Well, hey, it doesn't have another house that's care of doing this. And Busha, like you're right, there was no element of Busha over there. And this is specifically according to the Amandam of Chashad. Next test, Mata begins, Gmogel, Ksabi holds, Sorech, Lefart, as a nether. You have to specify the nether. Now, Bishami, Yishami, sons, the Hochikam, that's how we pass. And who doesn't come in there, boy? Omali, he said, and Hitler, Niji. He said, permit me my nether. Omali, he says, my nether. What's the nether you took? Omali, he said, not just Limer Bach. He says, I took a nether, I'm not going to make money. Omali, Bachiavdin, Kadim, do we do such a thing? Omali, no, it says, the Tzach of a Kubikam, because I was gambling. Amalei says, "Oh, Baruch Shabbat Chavdei Chachamim. Blessed is the one that chose the words of sages." Shalom Tzach Lavan Neder. They say you have to specify the neder because they love the part just on neder. Haterlach. If not, did you specify? We would have permitted. Now we know why. No, go ahead. Don't make money from gambling. So you see that you have to specify the neder. As the days and time begins to be pegged, Shemayu something more. Echad Nafchad Gimel Rav. Kabe Maknish Nachasav. Someone is Maknish Nachasav. Hoyo Alav Ksuba. We had a neder Ksuba. Come up, Lizard says, okay, Shum Gash, when he divorces, how you done? No, he's taking that, but no, because maybe he wants to just get the ksuba money from Hektish. The Bishulam says, no, in the tzach, it doesn't happen. First, the Gemara explains, the plik of a neder should be ram, the machlik is regarding a neder was made by ram. The Lizard says, the in law far, there's no nullification. So you have to take a neder of an odd, because that neder will help. Bishulam says, no, you're so far, this can be, there is a far. And the in itself, the come, this says, you don't have to mean the hand to him, because that can be affected, because you can just be made for it. If that's the case, then why don't you ask, like the Gemara they previously asked, that the Rav Huna is going according to Machlekes Tanoim, because the Kim Rav Huna Sabat Tzach Lefarad, since you have to specify, am I in the oil? Then why is it not effective? If that's the case, Rav Huna Tzach Lefarad, it's like Machlekes Tanoim, which we say that this is, we see this is a Machlekes Tanoim over there in Erchon Abchav Gimel. Anyways, the maskana, the Gemara doesn't come out like that. So that's not so difficult because not really the machlekes tanoim at the end. Next time, the Gemara, it's not really in the Mishnah, that if someone marries women, etc., which the Gemara asks on the Salacha from the Mishnah, and Bechayos, so, 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 so the same question that really is asking from Bechayres, because the Mishnah says the same idea, that we're not concerned that she can go mefer by a chacham because you have to specify the neder. Next, says Matam in the Gemara, but Tanya, Allah, we learn the price on the neder, but even Yerush Megarish. So he takes a neder, does the avoda, comes down, divorces her. My question is difficult to the Rikas, the my hutzak lasuya, but Tanya, Allah, why do you have to bring the price to explain that Mishnah? Look at Mustin Gufi, ask for the Mishnah itself, big time, we learn, pass out your noise, pass on until he takes the neder, but not. But yeah, if you're going to say in Tzok Levar and Ed, you have to specify the neder, like, them of Chul, you have to concern, so why do you need the price? And literally, since it appears to me, that must need and have a Muslim name and no. But all we had was the Mishnah, you could say, the Pasal Malevid, that he's invalid, he's not able to do the avodah. I feel like Yerusha, even if he divorces, until he takes another benosh, likach la'olam, noshim psulas yaisa, until he doesn't marry other ones. Well, they bring up a concern for maybe whatever, because they keep in the car here, since he's already divorced. So, like a mechash, they don't have to be concerned that he's mishal and because they likach la'olam, because they already divorced the one that he has. But this is within the price of Ivan Magarish. Oh, Parak Shabbat, that's a good question. Keeping that eye on like Yerusha, didn't divorce yet. Then you have to be concerned about Azalek Abachol, he's going to go to Chol, Mashal Ebel Le'Yigarish, and he's going to admit, and he's not going to divorce. That's why I asked specifically from the price.